Okay, I wanted to try to take a piece of Hilchos Pesach that's Yeredeyadik and has to do with what we've been learning for the last, I guess, was it a year and a half, 2 years. In Tuf Mem Zayin, on this one page, you have the end of Sif Ches and Sif Tes and Sif Yud, which are three of the Chumris of Hilchos Pesach. So there are two parts. I'd like to learn it, to know it, and then talk a little about the Lomdis, as we do every Sunday, and the Rishayim, to explain at least a piece of it. There are three Chumris of Pesach that are here on the copies you have in front of you. The first one is the end of Sif Ches. You only have the last six words, but they're the words that count. Eina basyayma muteres l'kuli alma. That is the question that the Mechaber is speaking. When he says l'kuli alma, he means according to all the Svaradim. He says that an eina ben yayma is muter. He's talking there about cutting an olive with a keli. Eina ben yayma, and he says that it doesn't answer. And that is the minig of those who follow Shita Sabes Yaisif. That a keli einay ben yaimai on Pesach, Tuf Mem Zayin is talking on Pesach, doesn't aser. The Mishnah Berurah brings the machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah in Tzadik Aleph says hine lefi amavur lekamam b'sif tes, and that should say sif yud. It's a mistake. Hine lefi amavur lekamam b'sif yud b'hagah da anu machmir v'nois in tamlof gam b'pesach. That we are machmir on nois in tamlof gam. In Lahatir, Elam Kain Silka Meakli Chamiz Kaidam Alayla Bera Pesach. We're not makel unless you remove them from the Kli Chamiz before the Laila on Erev Pesach. It's a short Mishnah Berurah, it says a lot. What the Mishnah Berurah is saying here is someone's making more copies of Yahweh. Where are they? Got jammed. See what happens when I walk away. Okay. The Shor Mishnah Berurah says a lot. He says the basic rule that really everybody has to know, that a kli she'eina ben yaimai before Pesach does not aser, and a kli she'eina ben yaimai on Pesach, like the Ramah, does aser, which means to say what? Oh, so we're going to see in a minute that's where it comes from, right? That if before Pesach someone is cooking in your house and sticks a ben yaimai chametz stick a kli into a pot on the stove, it does not aser. It doesn't aser the food. A woman who does it would be horrified that she stuck in a chametz stick a spoon into her chicken soup. Pesach stick a chicken soup. She's serving it to seder.
So it's good to do that before Pesach.
But it's good to do. Well, it's good to do it before Pesach. I guess if you're going to do it, it's good to do it before Pesach. So if you stick it in a ben yaimai, it does not aser before Pesach. On Pesach, so again, those who follow the psak of the Mechaber in Beis Yosef, even on Pesach it doesn't aser. In a ben yaimai, on Pesach, every single chametz stick of kli in a yid's house is in a ben yaimai. So according to the Mechaber, it still doesn't aser. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, like us, we go with the Ramah, it's aser. A kli in a ben yaimai that gets put in is aser on Pesach. So that's the first, I guess, chumrah that we're learning today. Our chumrah that a kli eina ben yaimai on Pesach asers.
Is that because it's not even in Tom?
Well, Pashut is because it's like a mashu. We're going to learn this if you're in a minute. But Pashut, the reason that there's a chiddush, the Mishnah Berurah in Tuf Mem Beis, Seif Sif Katan Aleph writes that in this bashul, B'seicha Pesach, B'kli Chametz, Afila Eina Ben Yaimai. If you cook food in a Pesach Dika Keli, Tzarech Leva'er, he says, is it Din Biyur? A Chametz Dika Keli, you cook Pesach Dika food in a Chametz Dika Keli, Afila Eina Ben Yaimai. What did I say?
On Pesach.
Tzarech Leva'er, he says, Echi of Biyur. That's like a Chumra al-Gabi Chumra. That not only, I would think, if I, by accident, stick in a Chametz Dika spoon into a Pesach Dika soup on Pesach, what would you think to do? Give it to my friends, the Svaradim. They're allowed to eat it l'chatchila. No? Bring the chicken soup over to them and tell them, look, I can't eat this, it's Eina ben Yaimai. But you can eat it. For you, it's a ben yaima. Ain't a ben yaima is mutter. Mishnah Brura says sarach levayir. There's a chiyav bior to destroy a tapshel which was cooked in a kli chametz she'ain a ben yaima. What? Is that bior to give it to someone else to eat? Maybe. Maybe you have to bevayir it merishusai. Right. There's no chi of beer on the bliya and the kli. There's a chi of beer in the food. Taka was shat. You right? You take it to the chai yadam for the makar for the schumra.
You can wash your chametzik dishes in a chametzik sink before you kosher.
If you wash your chametzik,
your
Pesach dish, a chametzik kli
before Pesach,
no problem.
Right before
Pesach. Yeah, well, labidiyav lachatchila we do atu ben yaimai. We would still be worried.
But even
before Pesach, well, in a ben yaimai would be lachatchila.
Sounds like
he's talking labidiyav. He's talking labidiyav. He's not talking about lachatchila. So that it's an extraordinary chiddush that we have for a chametz tikka eina ben yaimai kli on Pesach, that there's even a chi of biur. I don't know, maybe you're right, you can give it away. Okay. Alright, so anyway, that's din number one. So that's Sifches, that the Mechaba holds Eina Ben Yaimai is Mutter, and we who go with the Midik HaRamah hold that Eina Ben Yaimai is Aser on Pesach, not before Pesach, and like the Mishnah Berurah, at least there's a Chi of Beer as well. The Beer Halacha, Muteris L'Kuli Alma, is Ratzolayman, Hi Degam K'Sholay Nizru L'Chotcham B'Sake Chadasha. If you cut olives and you weren't careful to use a new knife, Yeshmakam Lahati Uladask Saspaiskim, the Mechabah says that it's mutter according to Mechabah Shita, he calls it Saspaiskim. Mechabakim Kama Oisrim Mishum Desrile the Chorpe Desayas Mechayele Latam Habalua Amashvile Lashvach Vaisrim. There's some who say, the Bir Halacha, there's some who say that by an olive has a din of a davar charif, and by a keli and a ben yaimai it's mechal yalei yishvach, and it's aser. Avol kshenizru b'sakin, afil loy nizru b'kdeira. Let's say the sakin was a Pesach tikka knife, but the olives were then cooked in a pot, and the pot was an ein ben yaimai. Ein lochash al kli shein abas yaimai mishum da'agav maya, diyohet b'kdeira, batal churpe. Upashit. Says that if you cook olives in a pot of water, so the pot, if anybody needs a copy, still a few, that the chametz tikka water is, the water is mevatel the charifus of the kazayin, of the zeisim, and then there's no, the schumra of zayis does not apply. Okay, so this is the first din that we have, the din of kedeva ena ben yaimai, which I guess is the simplest of this order of dinim to remember. Now I'm going to skip Siftes and go to Sifyud. We'll come back to Siftes afterwards. But Ches talks about Tampogum. Yud talks about Tampogum. Tes talks about something else. It's on Pesach. The Isser is on Pesach.
It's not the Duach of Chulin. Yeah, it's
the before Pesach, it's Mutter.
So what's the
mind
of
the Vachor?
The Vachor.
He's going to Mechaber. He's going to Mechaber. No, the Mechaber is Meikol. So the Vachor if he'd be Mechaber. Okay, Sifyot. Noisin Tamlef Gam Mutter Gam BePesach. Again, who's talking? The Mechaber. Mechaber is Noisin Tamlef Gam is Mutter. What does Noisin Tamlef Gam mean? It means that you have a mixture. I'm going to skip it to Sifyud now. Okay. That you have a mixture. In the mixture there's some chametz. And that chametz gives a bad taste to the taruvus. If it gives a bad taste to the taruvus, just like it's mutter in Hilchos Yerideya, The same thing, the Machaber holds that it's mutter on Pesach. I'm not sure what an example of something that chametz gives a bad taste to. I'm not sure what would be an example of chametz gives a bad taste to something, but whatever. In theory, if it gives a bad taste to a mixture, it's mutter according to the Machaber.
But it's mashu. What's the difference as far as the taste is concerned? The isn't it is the chametz as far as mashu is concerned?
Okay, very good. What you're saying is the Ramah. I'm still to understand the Machaber, but that's the Ramah. That's the Machaber. All right, look at the Mishnah Berurah Tzadik Vav. Mishnah Berurah explaining the Machaber, Nais of Gamoter, Hatam, he explains the reasoning, is because the Hidich Miruch HaChom Unless HaChom is B'Pesach B'Mashahu. This HaChom is B'Pesach with the Mashahus, and it's a Drabbanah that they were Machmir Hainu. Mishnah Da'af Agav the Mashahu Mekom Okin Yesh Shem Isser Olav. That Mashahu has a Shem Isser, so Memela, we're Machmir that it answers. Avakash Hatam Pogum Poka Isurei Lagamri Ve'ena Yachal Eser Aturuv Eisafilo Ba'achila. He's explained the Lomdis, and I'm going to explain it in a more Baricha soon. His lumdis is that a tam pogum is not an isser at all. That a ta'issa mashu is isser, but it's bottle. So there we're machber on Pesach. But the machaber holds that a tam pogum is not a tam isser at all, and we'll explain why. So we can't ask a taruvis, a fila bachila. But fila imba taruvis samach negdai. And even taruvis is not shishim. Vidinai be Pesach, the chola protim amuvora, be aradeus and mukov gimel, and yushari surim. This din on Pesach is like all of the protim that are explained in Yeradeya, Alin Yishari Surim. When it calls out Alin Yataruvis, Alin Yachomitz Asmai Mavulael, we'll talk later, if Chomitz itself becomes Pogum, that's a separate discussion. Talk here about a Taruvis. So in a Taruvis, Laisin Tam Lufgam, the Machaber Shita is that it's Mutter. By itself, that's what Mishnah Berurah is saying. You want to know by itself, that we'll learn separately. In Tuf Beis, there are two different levels there of this. What? The Be'en or Betaruvis? Be'en is really the same. Okay, what it says there in Simon Tuf Beis of Test, Chomitz in this Apesh Kaidim Zmani Surai, Chomitz that became spoiled before the Zman Isser, V'nifsal me'achilas kelev, the Mechaber mentions achilas kelev, Oisha sarfe be'ish kaidim zmanoi, V'nichrach, what got burnt, Achein aroi le'kelev, Oisha yichtei li'yeshiva v'tachayse betit, which is a separate discussion, a tremendous chiddush, that even if you have delicious chomitz, but you smear it with tit all around, you make a cushion for your seat out of some dough. Dough is a good thing to sit on. I mean, if it's not going to stick to your pants, you smear it with dough with tar all around, and you make a seat out of it. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it's a Gemara, that the chametz doesn't have any of chametz anymore. Mutter l'kayim over Pesach. We were talking upstairs about the children's macaroni pictures. Yeah, the people who clean the whole house of Pesach and then find on the refrigerator stuck on the child in kindergarten made a smiley face with two Cheerio eyes and a macaroni smile, and the whole house is Pesach dick except for they didn't notice that. So what's interesting is that the Cheerio tastes like Cheerio, doesn't it? Well, there is such a din that if it's tachaisi betit, that if you take real chametz and you make it into something else, you smear it with tit. That I don't think has to be dark tit.
You have to enclose it.
Mishnah Berurah says, "Bahari afilu loy nifsal miachila." But how Mishum debatle al yizem mishein Michael?
But it's enclosed. It can't be open. You have to paint it over.
Well, if they paint it over, then it would seem to be the same halacha.
Yeah, I have a basic question.
Could be, yes.
That's ready. That's comment.
Right.
What about Shari Surim? That's
nice. Now, one second. This case of Tachayse Betit has nothing to do with Shari Surim. It has to do with owning it. It has nothing to do with eating it. Right. This Tachayse Betit is Agav. I just mentioned it again. Let's get back to the main din.
Basic question. It seems that the Mechaber is very makel about these things. If Svarim Paskin like the Mechaber, is it true that then someone's Ashkenaz cannot, forget about the kidneys issue, cannot eat in someone's Svarik's house? one in Svarim's house. On
except that the Sephardi is Neman if he tells you that here I cooked this food that should be kosher even for Ashkenazim. If he cooked it, it's also for you. If this, most Sephardim don't have Chometz Mashahu in their Pesach food. It's only b'di'evet. They don't lechatchila put a mashu of chametz into the soup. So it's only for the edel. Okay. At any rate, you don't miss anyway, so not a problem. But again, there are two dinim. This din which I'm mentioning, agad with the chametz, the macaroni face, or this type of thing, which has nothing to do with eating, has to do with owning. Now put that aside. Let's get back to the main din. Chametz in the apesh kaidis vani surai is the same din as shari surim. That something that becomes ruined, meyachila, is mutter.
Now,
no. The I think the Chavis Das makes a chiluk between anyway lachilas adam, which is mutter, but achshavei asers. That's the Chavis Das and Kuf Gimel. And Ein Roi Lachilas Kelev, which there's no din of Ashrei, it's Afra Baal.
So then Chomet would be different
than Shari. The same as Shari Sur. Shari Sur would be the same thing. The Chavis Das and Kuf Gimel. And he's not Mechati Chomet and anything else.
And the Mishpura says that it's all the end. The best time of Gamba end, that you can't eat it. It means that it's
Mechati Kelev. He says, look at Siftes. Right? So he's going on Siftes. So again, Siftes, what it says in the Tufman base of Tes is that if you have chametz that gets ruined, there are really two levels of getting ruined. There's getting ruined nifsal machilas kelev, which everyone talks about, nifsal machilas kelev. That's a din in totally afra ba'alma, where it becomes heter, where it's not a meichel anymore. There's a different level of nifsal meachilas adam, einaroy leger. And a royal ger also is not Isser, but if you take it to eat it, then it's Achshavei. Achshavei means if you use Chashav to you, then it gets a din Isser. That's the din of Nisal Me'achilas Adam. That's why it's very confusing. We keep on talking about Nisal Me'achilas Kalev, but if you learn the Gemara, from where do we know Pogum is Mutter? Because it says, L'sechel kal nevela, L'ger asher b'sharecha tite, should give it to the ger Taishav to eat. The ger is, the Taishav is a guy. You give it to a guy to eat. So the Gemara dashes. The Vela Sharoi Lager is Osir. The Vela is not Roy Lachilas Adam is Mutter. So there it says, not Roy Lachilas Adam is Mutter. Why here does it say in Roy Lachilas Kalev? The reason is because if something is not Roy Lachilas Adam and you take it, you want to eat it. All right, so everybody has different tastes. There's some people like broccoli too. So if you like it, it's achshavei for you. It's a chashiva food. So it has a chashivas. Mashenken, it's not achshavei. Kelev, where it's afro ba'alma, then there's no achshavei. Then if you eat it, it's okay. Now, once Pesach comes, the chiyah biur, and there's no heter nifsal. So that's the sif. That's sif yud. Okay. So again, there's one level of afro ba'alma, which chametz becomes heta legamri, and there's another level of nifsal meachilas adam. Now that's all on chametz be'en. What about chametz b'taruvis? Chametz in a mixture. That is tafmem zayin sif yud, which we're learning now. The noisit tamlof gam mutar gam bePesach. The mechaber holds in a mixture. If it gives a bad taste, then it's mutar on Pesach. So if chametz gives a bad taste into a food, the Mechaber holds that it's mutter. The Ramah says v'yesh machmirin.
So
and again,
what level is that?
The Ramah.
That's on the autumn.
No, that's even.
Less.
We're going to talk in a minute. That's even less. If it goes into a taruvis and it gives a bad taste, the Mechaber holds it's mutter. The Ramah says v'yesh machmirin. V'cheinayigin be'elu hamedinais. And our minig is to be machmir on a nice tam lefgan. And in the communities where the minig is to be machmir, so then the nice and tam lefgam and mashu are both awesome. Why? So the Mishnah Brura brings in Sanhedrin Zayin, Yesh Machbirim, Tam Amhu, Dein Lecha Bittel Tam Yosim Amashu Be'elef. There's no bigger Bittel Tam than Amashu in 1,000. Vafilach Yosu Chabim Be'Pesach, who I did not mean there's a Tam of Gam Be'Pesach, also Bachil Abana. It's the same thing, there's a Tam of Gam on Pesach, is also not only Bachila, but Bahana as well. It seems you can't give it to a Sfardi to eat, because then you're having Anna. You're giving it to him to eat, and he's going to be Makatoif to you.
That's why
the
Tzarech Bir before.
So that's why, that's probably why Tzarech Bir. Yeah. Okay, so this is the din. Now we're not finished. Mishnah Brura goes on. V'kaswa paiskin. The Mekobakim, im nifsad legamri, says that if it's totally ruined, there's not really achilas kela, if it's afra ba'alma, then ein ba yisaklal, ve'efshu afshe nifsad la'achar zman yisurai, and maybe even on Pesach, to'asa ba'anah, k'mavu ala simitov memeh, k'mavu ein yachal lesser taruvais, there's only nikra anah, the mafsir ha'maychal. Something which makes the maychal terrible, which makes it nifsad la'gamri, I don't know if you're going to want to eat the Meichel, but at least, but it's not an Eichel anymore. And therefore, he says, that's not included. We're talking here that it doesn't ruin it totally. It just doesn't have a good taste in the mixture.
It's more than that. Excuse me. And that's to be mabassal, that bad taste.
Right.
You said that well, it's still Roy Lachilas Kelev.
No. The mixture is apparently Roy Lachilas Kelev. You wouldn't be asking a Shaila if you could eat it. You're right. So it means that that in the Taruvis, this Michael is this Isser is giving a very bad taste. And okay. So if it's Kafra Baum, if it's such a bad taste, then it's Mutter. Now the question here is to understand why the Mechaber who holds the heter of Nisan Tamlif Gam, which is based again on Ina Roy Lager. To understand, first of all, the Mechaber Shita. The Mechaber Shita is that Nisan Tamlif Gam, which is, comes from Ina Roy Lager, is Mutter on Pesach. Why does that extend to a Kli Ina Ben Yaymai? An Ina Ben Yaymai Kli doesn't make a food not Roy Lachilas Ger, not Roy Lachilas Adam. Nisan Tamlif Gam is that it's Ina Roy Lager. So why does the Hezber in the Shita Samechaber, who holds that a Keli Eina Ben Yaimai is also Mutter, the Keli Eina Ben Yaimai is Roy, it doesn't make the food Eina Roy Lachilas Adam. The whole letter of Nais and Tamlif Gam is based on the Vela, Kalaisaka, the Vela, Lagerish Bisharechet Nana. The whole letter of Nais and Tamlif Gam is based on the idea that a Ger wouldn't need it, a person wouldn't need it. The question, I mean, it's a question on Pesach, it's a question for everybody all year round. What's the heter of Eina Ben Yaimai? It doesn't make it any Roy Lager. It doesn't make it any Roy Lachila. So why is it Eina Ben Yaimai Keli with a heter of Nisan Tamlif Gam? It's not so bad. What's the difference? Ben Yaimai is Nisan Tamlif Shvach, so it's awesome. And Eina Ben Yaimai is Nisan Tamlif Gam, so it's Mutter. So the question is to have a Hezber, if the whole Heter is based on Eina Roy Lager, so why is a Keli Eina Ben Yaimai going to be Mutter? Is that so bad that it's not Roy Lager?
The Ger wouldn't appreciate the
Yisr. Okay, that's a Hezber. We're going to see in a minute that somebody's trying to give that Hezber. Because that addition, the Ger wouldn't do. A Ger wouldn't take his food to Eina Ben Yaimai Keli to add to it. Okay. So we have here Machlokes Mechaber Rama. Now, I'd like to discuss the Rishayim on which this is based, which is the Masechta Avodah Zarah, the Samavav, Samazayin. And then I would like to leave enough time to come back to Siftes, which is also an important halacha. But what we learned so far are the basic rules of Nisan Tamlif Gam. And basically, there's one level of Nisan Tamlif Gam that's mutter for everyone. That's if it's not Roy Lachilas Kelev, it's totally mutter. There's no Achshavei. If it's Ein Roy Lachilas Adam, then It's mutter, but if you take it to eat, it's achshavei. Now, there is an important kula in this, in the Igros Maisha, which is also in the Achiezer, in the Har Tzvi, I think pretty much the Paiskim Amaskim. If you have chametz that's not roi lachilas adam, it's roi lachilas kelim, it's not roi lachilas adam. So we said, if someone says, I like it, I'm going to eat it, it's also for him. Because achshavei, he was machshavit, and he gave it a chashivas. If a person takes it for medicinal purposes, if someone's eating it because he needs it as a medicine, there's no din of achshavei. You're not machshavit and say, oh, for me, this is a good taste. It's not true, right? Because people take for medicine things that are not, they wouldn't enjoy eating. So it's not asabad. Because remember, once it's not roi lachilas ger, lachilas adam, it already has a din of heter. Just if a person takes it, it's achshavei, he gives it a chashivos. So on this we're saying that if you're taking it for reasons of for medicinal reasons, then there's no achshavei. And I think the poskim are all maskim. Now this is why all unflavored medicines are mutter on Pesach. There's really no exception to salads. That all unflavored, which means tasteless, or certainly bitter tasting, things that nobody would eat as an eichel, it's not really like a sada, they're all mutter on Pesach, and you don't need a list of lists for it. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Blumenkrantz creates to defend that he has the list, brings a sheet of the Shagas Aryeh, who doesn't agree, who holds it on Pesach, that it's also no matter what, is because of Achshavei, I think, but Be'ikar Adin, like all the Paiskim today, all pills, lafuki liquids, all pills, really, if they're tasteless, if they're coated with a flavored thing, then it's a problem. But if they're not flavored, there's no flavoring, then all the pills are really mutter. The liquids have their own cheshbon. The shilas of treifus all year are the same shilas on Pesach. Yeah.
That would be different.
The argument about the gel cap is that the gel cap does have calories. It does have it does have nutritional value. That's the argument. What? So there's no achshavei.
Right.
Question
there's
is, do you need achshavei for the gel? But that's the argument, whether you need or you don't need achshavei for the gel. I don't want to go and stick with Pesach in the meantime. Okay, that's the argument. I don't say one way or the other now. I'm talking about the Pesach. The liquids have their own problem, which is also true of the Igros Maisha, who says that alcohol that's in a mixture, which is pogum, which could be strained and made back into alcohol, which is edible, retains its iser. Doesn't have a din of pogum, because it can be strained and made back, and it seems at least... for a period of time, it was the derech to do it, and Surah Moshe has a tshuva in the Hatzvi as well that alcohol in a taruvis a person should be machmer on Pesach. So that's why the liquid medicines, those that have alcohol, have a problem. Generally, anyway, the liquids are flavored, so they there's a problem. So you have to look at the lists.
That,
but what?
Do you have to be mevar that if you have, let's say, for
if it's chametz, you have to be mevar it. If it's a then you have to be mevar it.
Even if it's not for eating.
Right. Now that's be'en. What about b'taruvis? So there's an interesting machlokes around in the Rashba, the Er Masechtas Avodah Zarah. The whole Chavos Das of Gimel, which is the biggest site in this whole sugya, is based on the Rashba. There's a machlokes around in the Rashba in the general rule of Nisei Tam Lafgan, and it's negeya to Yerideya. It's negeya, of course, to Tilchas Chametz as well. The Gemara brings one reason that pogum is mutter, because as I said earlier, lager shu shechte nava achla, shein aray lager is mutter. The Rani asks that in a taruvis, if you have it in a mixture, we know nice and tam lefgam is mutter. So that if someone is cooking fish, and into the fish falls a small piece of a tray for chocolate, chocolate and fish is nice in time of gam. So we say that it's mutter, because it's nice and tamlof gam, and you're allowed to eat the fish even though it has a taste of chocolate, it's treif for chocolate. If there's such a thing as treif for chocolate, I don't know, but let's say there is. So it's mutter because it gives a bad taste. The question is, frekteram, but it's roi lager. The ger would eat this fish. It has a slight taste which he doesn't like, but it doesn't make it ainu roi lager. So the Ran answers, and the Ran and Rashba give two different answers. The Ran answers, as was suggested before. The Ran says, you don't look at the fish, if a guy would eat the fish. You have to look at the treifus. In other words, if I have a piece of treifus, if a ger wouldn't eat it, then it's any royal ger. You have to ask yourself, would the ger put this chocolate into the fish to give it taste? The ger would to give the fish, whatever it is, the treifus that fell into the kosher and gave it a tampogum, would the ger put, a ger here is a ger tosh of a guy, would the guy put this into the mixture? Of course he wouldn't. It gives a bad taste. So any time the guy wouldn't put something in the mixture because it gives a bad taste, Zaftaran, that's included in the heter. So that, the heter is either if it's be'en and it's so disgusting, no human being would want to eat it. That's one heter. And the second heter is in a taruvis, if no human being would put it into taruvis, that's also a heter. That's the round sheet.
We eat the chocolate,
but he wouldn't put it into the taruvis. Now I have this blia of chocolate and fish, which is pagum. So even though the fish is roi l'achilas adam, it has a slight side taste, but nevertheless, since that side taste is not desirable, it's sucked around, therefore it's mutter. The Rashba has a totally different hesber. The Rashba says that the din of Be'en and the din of Taruvis are two totally different things. The din of Taruvis, why is Taruvis aser? Why is a mixture of treif and tekasha aser? Why don't we say batel b'raiv? The reason is because we have a rule of tam ki ikar. We learn out of a pasuk. That tam ki ikar, if something gives taste, it's like an ikar. Really, when I tell you, everything's batel b'raiv. But tam ki ikar, something that gives taste into a mixture, is like the iser itself. In the rule of tam ki ikar, Zakhtar Rashba, that rule is for a tam mushbuch, is for a good taste. A good taste in the mixture is ki ikar. A tam pogum in a mixture, it's not ki ikar. So that, the Rashba says, has nothing to do with the ger. It has nothing to do with the ger shebesherecha tenana. It's nothing to do with roi l'achilas adam. It has to do with the gezeres hakosav of tam ki ikar. Any time it would be batel b'raiv, the be'en is batel b'raiv, you're left with the tam. So then, the tam is something that would, that doesn't answer. So we have here two very different hasbeirim into the explanation of why a tam pogum in a taruvis is something that's aser. Either because it's considered ein eroi lager, or it's a totally different halacha of tam kiker, and one thing has nothing to do with the other. The mechaber shita on Pesach fits with the shita saran. That all this discussion that we're having of ein eroi lager, which applies on Pesach, we know that when machmir chametz b'mashehu on Pesach, that the mechaber is also machmir. The chumra of chametz b'mashehu, the mechaber agrees with. The din of ein eroi l'achilas adam, that's a kula that the mechaber ramah are both makel on. There's no machlokes mechaber ramah on those two rules. Chametz b'mashehu on Pesach is also mechaber and the ramah, and ein eroi l'achila is a kula like the mechaber and like the Ramah. The mechaber shita is that the din of taruvis chametz daisin tam lefgam comes from the same place as the din of chametz and the sapesh of ruined chametz. Ein eroi lager is not aser. Memela, the mechaber holds that it's on Pesach here in Sif Yud. The daisin tam lefgam is mutter be Pesach. Of course, it's mutter. It comes like the Ran says. So the din of ein eroi lager, and that rule applies to Pesach as well. On the other hand, it's pagan. That doesn't say it doesn't add. Because if it's neutral, that's a separate discussion. If it's neutral in Taruvis...
According to the last,
I'll answer your question. Let me just finish this thought, then I'll come to it. The Ramah, on the other hand, says, no, they're two different halachas. The halacha of Einar Roy Lager, I agree with. That's the halacha that was mentioned earlier in whatever it was, Tuf Mem Beis. That halacha I agree with. Here, we're talking about something else. We're talking about a din of Tam Keiker. We want to be matir. You want to come and be matir, like the Rashba says, because in the Taruvis, it's a you're not going to say Tam Keiker. So on that, he says, no, it's no worse than Issamashu. Issamashu is also, there's no Tam Keiker. The Issamashu, I don't really taste it. And yet we're Machmir on Pesach. So the same thing, the Tam Pogum, the Tam Keiker, we're also Machmir. Because Tam Keiker, we're Machmir on Pesach. We see Issamashu, even though there's no Tam Keiker, there's no real Tam. So same thing, on a Tam Pogum, we're going to be Machmir as well. So this is a nice Hesber that the Achreinim say, in the Machloikis, the Mechaber Ramah. The Ran himself says in Afkamina, in this explanation, which will answer what you were asking. So this is again, Tumahalchim, and a nice explanation. Ran says in Afkamina, he says sometimes you put something into a food, even though it doesn't improve the taste, but you want to add the bulk in the food. You want to make the food, you want to have enough food to serve the person. Okay, the United States in the 21st century, we don't do it too often. Yeshivas do it all the time. Like adding things to thicken the soup, or adding, they take all for many years they used to have, when you bring the trays back, a big pot, and all the half drank milk containers, they poured all the milk in there. Everyone thought they spill it out, they were using it for chocolate pudding. And, you know, they boiled it. I guess it wasn't, doctors would say it's fine. But the boys realized, so they don't do it anymore, at least not openly.
They finished their
you know, the yeshivas are tight for food. Everyone complains to the cook, but the cook can only cook the ingredients he gets. So, at any rate, the yeshivas, they do it. So, certainly in the gefilte fish, they add matzah meal for bulk. Well, they add things. So the Iran says if you add something for bulk, but it doesn't give a good taste, according to the Rashba's Hesber, it's awesome. Because according to the Rashba's Hesber, I mean, it's still mutter. Because as long as it's a ger wouldn't, as long as there's no tam keiker, it doesn't apply. Tam keiker means it has to give a good taste. If it doesn't give a good taste, so then it's mutter. The Iran writes, if a ger would add it for bulk, if it's something that would be considered normal to do this way, the Ran is machmir. The Ran says that if it would be added for the bulk, notice the taste is not so, it's not good. But it's more than offset by the fact that you have more to eat. So the Ran says that he would aser. So this is a nafkamina between them in a case where something is added, obviously it's not such a terrible taste, But it doesn't improve the taste, and he says that's the Ran himself brings the Rashba and says like the Rashba would be mutter, and Lididi would be aser, and the Shulchan Aruch and Simukov Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch's lashon is yesh mi shechaychech loymar that it's aser. The Iker is like the Rashba that would hold its mutter. The lashon there of the Shulchan Aruch is his chayshish for the shitas Aran. Yesh mechashach chaychech bezel lahachmir. But it's mashma that even the mechaber, who the way we understand Hilchas Pesach is being machmir legamri, is being mekel legamri like the Rashba. There in Kuf Gimel he says yesh mechashach chaychech lahachmir. It seems that he's machmir to be chayshish for shitas Aran. The Ran is the one who says it's awesome. The Ran says like the Rashba would be mutter.
But what I'm saying is like the Rashba, it should be usher as well. Rashba's part is that
it doesn't give a good time. Tam kicker is only when it gives a tam l'shvach.
Right, and the part is not the tam l'shvach, but he's adding it.
He's adding it, but he's not for the taste. He's adding it for the bulk. Like the Rashba, it's batel b'rayv. It's batel b'rayv. Just if it gives a tam l'shvach, then we have a din of tam kicker. So here, remember, the Rashba holds it's be'etzem not iser. The mamashis is not iser like the Rashba. Right? And since it's not iser, it's just the tam that's iser. If the tam doesn't answer, then it's not awesome. Okay, all right, this is the basic dinim of the machlaikis. There are the nafkaminis, the natsonikei on Pesach. I would like, I guess, to learn better siftes and to have a davashalim. So what we learned today are the dinim of Eina ben Yaimai, Leisin Tamil of Gam. And this answers the kasha I asked, why Eina ben Yaimai is mutter if it doesn't ruin it l'achilas ger. We all know okay, Eina ben Yaimai is mutter b'chal tayra kula, like the b'chaber on Pesach as well. It doesn't make it any roi l'achilas ger. So why is it considered pogum? But the answer is, like the Ran says, that no ger would say, oh, I want to use that keli, you'll give it taste. Nobody would do such a thing. So since ger, nobody would use any b'yankai to give it taste, that's called under the category of ein roi l'ger.
Do we not define
ein roi
l'ger as ein
roi l'ger? Ein roi l'ger is universally synonymous with nice and tam of gam, to the point that the Mechaber said, there are much Burr and Sadakal said, Ono Machmir Taisan of Gam, in Lahatir, by Eina ben Yaimai. Same idea. The word Lefgam is a poor choice of words. It should have said, Eina Nais and Tam Lashvach. But that's the language of Chazal. Now let's learn Siftes, which is important. Yavesh be Yavesh. Oh, one more thing about Sif Yud. But the Mishnah Berurah does say at the end of Tzadik Ches that b'makim she'ein aminig yadua yesh lahayreis damek alay hifsid v'amach mitav alav bracha. I don't know if we're in a makim she'ein aminig yadua, but the Mishnah Berurah be'etzem is makel on the mecham machlekes mechav ramah. And I don't know. It's very hard to come up with a case of Mokim Shemini Gedua. Whenever I learn these things, I prepare myself for the day I'm going to get a call on Erev Pesach for someone that was flying, and his flight got diverted to some town in the middle of nowhere, and he's going to be there for Pesach. And he asked me, what can I buy in the supermarket? What am I allowed to buy? Every year before Pesach, I gird myself for the Shaila. You know, if it comes, it's going to come the last minute before Pesach. I can't tell him, let me do some research, and it's mutter then. I hope it never happens to any Yid. But, I go to the supermarket, what can I buy? So the truth is that he can buy anything before Pesach, which is not chametz stick, even if there's a mashu of chametz, and even if it was cooked in a kli, eina ben yaimai kaidem Pesach. So that orange juice or apple juice doesn't need a hechsher for Pesach. We're machmir because of Darizal. We're machmir. There shouldn't be a mashu of chametz anywhere in it. They say b'shem Darizal. Anybody who doesn't even eat a mashu on Pesach is not going to do averus all year, which is mashmir that everybody eats a mashu of chametz every year. But he's saying, you're a mashu, so you're safe. So the whatever he's calling me, but my point is that this Mishnah Berurah, who says that b'makim she'emini gedua yesh lahayris damek alei hifsid, all right, at least for a, I don't know if the Shal will come up with a pogum b'taruvis, but all right. The question is what else he could buy. That's really the problem. Almost everything has. They filter, but that doesn't answer. Apple juice is, they use gluten. They use the glue part of the kernel to separate the pieces of apple. Piece of apple float in apple cider. Apple cider always comes in a brown bottle. There's a reason for that. Because if it was a clear bottle, you wouldn't want to drink it. It doesn't look so nice. So what they do to make apple juice is they put something in that's sticky, to which everything sticks and settles, and that's a chametz product. Now, mikradin, it doesn't answer, because there's none of it is left inside. If there would be wheat, there are people allergic to wheat, they would have to print a warning. There's no chametz left in. Really, apple juice is mutter. All the apple juice, 100% pure apple juice is mutter. So this is made before Pesach. We're mashmir. Why are we mashmir? I don't know. Because of the Arizal. I don't know. Made on Pesach and it's a mashu asers. Could be sure it's strained. Okay, once there's a mashu and it becomes asa, we're going to start straining it. I assume the minig is not to. There's a machlekes by Efshel Seichta Yasser. If you can separate it once it's Isser, we pass an Efshel Seichta Yasser. The machlekes we shine him is because Efshel Seichta, or because even it's Efshel Seichta, once has a Shem Isser, it's Asser. So I'm not sure that on Pesach will be Seimach on the Mekilim. But it was made before Pesach, certainly it's. On Pesach, once you put chametz in and it's Isser, and now you can strain it and get it out, so that whether it becomes heter on Pesach, should be telling you that machlokes. Okay, now what about a mixture? Yavesh b'yavesh, siftes. So here, you have a big chiddush. Nobody would dream of asking this shayla. You have a chametz tikka matzah, all year round matzah, let's say it's vadei chametz. And it's mixed with two Pesach tikka matzahs, let's say you eat mishim matzahs. And you have two Pesach tikka matzahs and one chametz tikka matzah, and now you can't tell one from the other. All three look identical. So the mechaber says yavesh b'yavesh afakav the bishari sur mechaber trei bottle, even though b'chala tera kula it's bottle bereiv chametz b'matzah afilu be'elaf loy bottle. The mechaber says that yavesh b'yavesh on Pesach, we'll talk about four Pesach in a minute, is not bottle v'yesh aymrim the chametz shovel l'shari surim b'zeh. You hear? There's a Yesh Shomer in the Shulchan Aruch that holds that Chametz and Shari Surim have exactly the same din, and that their mutter, you hear this? One Chametz Tikka Matzah, two Pesach Tikka Matzahs, so you're allowed to eat. You can pick one and eat it. It's like Russian roulette, you know? You give one to him and one to him, you take one for yourself. So there's a Chumrah in Simikov test to throw one away. You shouldn't benefit from the mixture. So you throw one out, you take the other two, and it's mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah. What I want to see in the Mishnah Berurah is a part that's negel halacha. None of you or me, none of us are going to have shailas with the chametz tikka matzahs mixed with two Pesach tikka, or the chametz tikka cookie that's mixed with Pesach tikka. Besides, you can tell the difference. But we're not going to ask the Shaila. The Mishnah Berurah does bring an example of the Shaila. In Sivkot and Tzadik Gimel, at the end, you know what you do? Look halfway down at the Mishnah Berurah on the right side page. Oid Kosfu are the last two words on a line.
The matzah itself has chashivas,
Oh, so Mishnah Berurah says a whole matzah is davash b'minyan. He means a broken matzah, which is not davash b'minyan. He says that. It's very good. Oid Kosfu. The kli chametz shenisarev b'toich kli pesach b'pesach. Now this could happen. A spoon that's chametz stick is mixed on Pesach with Pesach tikka kelim. Dinai kama yavesh b'yavesh the loy bottle va'asel l'shtameish b'hem b'pesach. That means you have one chametz sticka spoon which is identical to the rest of your set. And it's now made its way somehow back in the drawer. Now you can't tell one from the other. So all year round we would say that it's bottle chad betray. So he says, Dina Kriyamish and Deloy bottle, Vasil Shtamish ben the Pesach. We pass like the first sheet in the Mechaber that it's awesome. Va'af Kanisha Sarah Be'er of Pesach. Even if it got mixed before Pesach, Nochim Lahach Mishloy Shtamish Bahem. Okay. Which is normally the case. If you have a chametz sticka spoon, which got mixed with the other ones, and it was eina ben yaimai, b'makom b'diyasim chasiyamti v'yesh lahakol nisar of ber of Pesach. So if before Pesach, a chametz sticka spoon got mixed with Pesach sticka spoons, and it was an eina ben yaimai, which it normally is, then it's mutter. We have such shailas people ask, where they have After Pesach, they put away all their Pesachic things, and they're left with take out the chametz stick and everything. And somehow a Pesachic spoon finds its way into the drawer. It happens to people because on Pesach, a kid takes a spoon with a yogurt to his room, and then when you put away the Pesachic kelim, you left it out. So there's a Pesachic kli that was discovered all year. I don't know if it's really chametz stick, but people are afraid it was used with chametz, so it was washed with chametz. A chametz is a spoon that gets mixed with Pesach a spoon. So if you're aware of it in advance, you should just kasher all the spoons. It's not so hard to kasher before Pesach. On Pesach, you can't kasher, so because we don't do Hagol on Pesach. So what do you do now? You have one spoon mixed with the others. So Mishnah Berurah says, if you have both conditions, it was mixed before Pesach, and it's an Eidah Ben Yaimai, but Melachim Nias Simchus Yantif, it's in Tanyantif. You can tell a lady she can't use all her spoons, she can't use all her forks. So it's Mnias Simchus Yantif. So then he says that, what's his Lashon? Yesh Lahakel. He doesn't say Efshel Lahakel, B'shas Okra. He says Yesh Lahakel.
If it's a Ben Yaimai, he must say it's a Man Yisr, it's Man Yisr. Again, in Bar Zatila, but we haven't had Yisr yet. Why does it have to
be? No, we learned that the other ones.
Why it has to be Dafke Eina Ben Yameh? I assume, let's think it through. There's a rule that Suffolk, that's the Chumra, that's the Skalgal to a Suffolk, that's the Kula. The typical case, Suffolk Dei Raisa, Skalgal to a Suffolk Drabanan. You have to ask the Shaila like the beginning of the Suffolk. You can't take something, its original Suffolk would be the Chumra, wait 24 hours, and then ask the Shaila and it turns into a Lakula. Right, that's the Mary Baal's rule. That a suffix in this galgal, you have to ask the original suffix. So the question is, when it was a ben yaima, if you would ask me a shaylet, 2 days before Pesach, it's mixed. It's a ben yaima that got mixed in. You're cooking for Pesach, you want to know, could you be sarach habitl barayv? So I would tell you that if it's nice and tam l'shvach, that you should be machmir. Before Pesach, nice time l'shvach, you should be machmir. Right, it's nice time l'shvach before Pesach, right? You would have to be machmir. So memeila, when it's this galgel to being an eidah ben yaima, you can't.
Before Pesach, it was bottled.
Right, but still, if you would ask the question then about using it for Pesach tikka food, I would have told you to be machmir.
It's bottled.
It's bottled before Pesach.
Before Pesach, so you have that iser now. There's no iser.
Yavesh be yavesh.
Right,
yavesh be yavesh.
So,
right. Right, it's not but right. It's yavesh be yavesh. So, it's iser. It's not going to be mutter on Pesach.
See, we don't see iser anymore. As long as it's a tefach kelim, we see iser. It becomes a
true iser. I hear. There's what to argue about. There's a rule by yavesh be yavesh called chayzav neir. But if you have before Pesach chametz gets mixed with yavish biyavish, with kashal Pesach, even though before Pesach it's mutter, it doesn't help you, because before Pesach chametz is mutter. And when this matter comes, it's chayzav neir because it's banned. The issa wherever it is, it's still banned, so it doesn't help you. Now whether my what I'm telling you about this galgel would apply in such a case, you may be right. I don't know. Your question may be a good question.
Shartzian.
Sorry. Shatir Kufnun Beis, Chayada Machin Lepela Shavit Shemel Yoraba, Bigdayesha, and Shavit Shkos, the community of Kaidim Apesk, Kaisbeg Nathan Gamutter, Lemakapi Pesach, Chayzavinir. What's he going on? Imakli Chavitz, Eina Ben Yaimai. He's going on Eina Ben Yaimai, got mixed before Pesach. So even though on Pesach, Eina Ben Yaimai is like a Ben Yaimai, we don't say Chayzavinir, if it was Eina Ben Yaimai when it mixed. As he's explaining to the halachi, he said he's not addressing when it was a ben yaima when it got mixed. He's explaining how can ain't a ben yaima.
What was
this
at that point? Does Mishnah Berurah mean it was not a ben yaima when the teruvus happened, or as long as it was not a ben yaima at the beginning of the
time? I assume he means when the teruvus happened. I assume that's what he means. That's his lashon. That's really what he means. I'm not sure. Now the mechaber brought a yesh bekilin. Mishnah Berurah Tzadik Dalit explains the Yesharim the Chametz Pesach Shavu L'Shari Surim Tamam the Dafka B'Davalach Hamisarav the B'Shari Surim Shirei B'Daisim Tam Hichmiruch Hacham B'Chametz Davim Mamashahu. The Yesh Mekilin say that only Lach B'Lach the Asa B'Mashu from Shishim to Mashu. Aval B'Dava Yavesh the B'Shari Surim Chabit Trei Batal Hu Adin Chametz B'Pesach. That this Shita this Yesharim is Mekel on Yavesh B'Yavesh. How do we paskin? Mishnah Berurah Tzadik hey, shav l'shari sur, miskimu achrayinim da halacha kedeya kamaisa. Everyone agrees the halacha is to be machmir, v'im nechal echad mehem. Efol nisar v'racha b'tshrei, mutal echal ashar l'kuli alma, kimu nematar batal mak d'rabanan asam, d'rabanan talinan, shazesh nechal hayachadetz. So here the Mishnah Berurah says a chiddush that comes from Kuf Yud. In Siman Kuf Yud, there's a halacha that if you have a mixture, even chad b'chad, which is not bottled, you have one pot of tray for chicken soup, one pot of kosher, and one of the pots of soup fell into the yam. It disappeared. So there's a halacha of talina. The bayinus and deraisa were mashmir. But rabinus and rabbanon, you're allowed to be taila that the one that fell away was the iser, and the one that remained was heter. So Mishnah Berurah says that halacha applies on Pesach. If it's batel chad b'tshrei, and one of them was nafaliyam, one of them was sent somewhere else, so then what remains is going to be mutter, which is a tremendous kula, that if you have, let's say you manufacture whatever it is, you manufacture apple juice or whatever you're manufacturing, and you have bereived, some of them a chametz stick got stamped with the kosher Pesach label. So now you have a mixture of chametz stick and Pesach stick. So it's a problem. So really, they're all going to be aser. It's chad b'tshrei, kaidim Pesach. So it's chayzev aneir. However, Mishnah Berurah says that if some of them were nafaliyam, some of them you got rid of already, you can't do it deliberately in order to make the heter. But if some of them were nafaliyam, then the ones that remained are mutter.
So because you can be told,
Talina. So was sold to Gaim. Before Pesach, he said, oh, it's like, no good, you sold to Gaim, what remains?
That's not
it would only be good if you were became aware of it later. If you become aware of it later, then it's ahead. All right, so anyway, these are the three sifim. Sifches, the Chumra of Ene Ben Yaimai, Sifyur, the Chumra of Nesi Tamlef Gamba, both Machlaikis Mechaber Ramah, and Sifches is the Machlaikis, which is the Mechaber Briz Machmir, of Yavesh B'Yavesh, that we don't say the Heter of Chad B'tshrei Batel.
The end of the Mishnah Berurah,
Tzad Zayin, Kozva
Paiskim
on the Tzad. Kozva Paiskim, and this is the Gamish Yafar Ba'amar, right, we spoke of it.
Is that related to the Ramah?
No, that's related to...
It says that it became
Kafir
the Alma after the
Zman
of Yisuf, so then
you can read it. There's no to Ba'al. That's because it loses the Shem Eichel. That's Chavish in the Sapesh.
Even though it started out as a Barubis, that was also...
Right. Because what's it going to be? Vevshadavshin is the Lachas Mani Surai. Yeah, I don't think that's due to Maribal. Because it was all... Maribal is when you had the Safik, and you should have asked the Shiloh when it was before, but before there was no Safik, it was Vada Yisr. And later on, it's the Nasa Apra B'Yalma, so then you have such a... Okay.